views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're also on Transformation Talk Radio. So we are getting to the stage of completing our program for Women of Wisdom, and now I get the privilege of introducing you to some amazing women who will be with us in February. We go through quite a selection process and have many diverse topics and people with different expertises. And today I have my first guest is Elsa Bowman. And Elsa holds degrees from Pomona College and Yale University. She's the former head of three independent schools and has consulted and led workshops throughout the U.S. Her writings have appeared in USA Today, Puget Soundings, the Christian Science Monitor, and various newsletters. She is a certified teacher of Alberto Villoldo's Dying Consciously program and completed her shamanic training at the Four Winds Society in Park City, Utah. Her research interests include spiritual and indigenous wisdom traditions, adult development, and the arts. Welcome, Elsa, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be with you.
So you state in the Western culture, death has become an enemy to be conquered instead of a natural part of the life cycle. And many people approach death in a state of fear, ignorance, and unresolved issues. And so what you're bringing about is the topic of a good death, which offers simple practices for closure, dignity, and peace at the end of life. Well, first, I want to hear from you that what brought you to this topic of dying consciously?
And people often are pulled into a topic. I have to say that this is not the way I thought I would end up as a teacher, although I've been a teacher all my life. My husband and I have been married for many, many years, and 2 years ago he faced a serious health difficulty, and although he has survived, I really felt the need to prepare myself on different levels, and although I knew about making sure we had a will and do not resuscitate and all that sort of stuff, I heard about a class called Living and Dying Consciously at the local bookstore, and I went, and what impressed me so was that that class broadened my vision for what a good death could be. I mean, I knew about legal things. I knew about having the right doctor. But the emotional, spiritual, ritualistic, and I might even say energy level were new to me. And I loved the way they helped me begin to concretize ideas about spirit. So as you can tell, I was pretty fired up. I went to Utah, I took the class, and on the basis of that experience, I enrolled in their shamanic training, which I finished last May, and the final class was to take the teacher training for the Dying Consciously class. What's happened, Chris, is that the more I delve into this, the broader the subject becomes. And although what I'll be teaching for the Women of Wisdom Conference is pretty much the set format that I was taught through Alberto Villoldo's school, it is a topic that's in everybody's mind right now. And I think it's going to be the boomers' next big issue, that as that class of people who have put their indelible stamp on war, sexuality, politics, drugs, abortion, I think this is going to change the way we think about death, this generation.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I've gone through two recent deaths, and And just got an email today of somebody's mother who passed, and but saying what an amazing experience it was because they were very close. And to be sit in that presence of someone dying and to be conscious about it can be, instead of fear, can be a very amazing experience. Well, what do you mean by, so let's get into, you know, defining what does dying consciously mean?
Well, you know, I wish I had a better title because I think it's a little tricky, but by that, I mean, to die consciously is to approach death having prepared yourself on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. And I think that kind of preparation can go on at any time, not just when we are at the point of dying.
Yes, except usually people do it when they get seriously ill and know then that, well, okay, it's just around the bend, whether it's a few months or a year or whatever. We don't tend to do that on a daily basis because
well,
we don't want to.
I've actually done quite a bit of work in elder communities, and I've always brought up the subject about death, and most of them really don't want to think about it. One woman said, well, I'll deal with it when I get there. I talked to my minister, and he said, well, I hope I'll be surprised. And so there is this ingrained inability to talk about death. And I think it comes from the fact that maybe a century ago, people were very much more in touch with death. The life experience, you know, our life plan was shorter. People died at home. We saw the body. Midwives, whose job was to birth children, also came and prepared the body for death. And there were lots of tracts about living with dying. I mean, you know, the average child, many of them never made it to adulthood. So death was all around them. But with the advent of modern medicine, people die mostly at hospitals. They don't die at home. And many times you don't even have a chance to be with the body before the mortuary comes and picks it up. So we have become almost passive observers of death instead of involved, loving people around those that are our family members or friends.
Yes, and that's so true, and yet some things are starting to happen. I know here in the Seattle area, some other people I've interviewed, how you can have, well, I don't know if you'd call it a green death, but you know, there's people aren't really aware of the laws that of where you can really, you know, do you have to have a coffin and all those things. And you can do home preparation for bodies now and all sorts of things. It just, I think there's some movement now towards that, and yet there's still that aversion of, I don't want to, you know, whether it's our fears of touching a dead body or, you know, leave it for the pros, the mortuaries, all that, because it makes us, well, it kind of forces us to look at our own death, too.
Right. Well, you know, I think the hospice movement was the great step forward, where finally you didn't have to die in a hospital, that you could die at home with the kind of knowledge and support that you needed. And, of course, we're lucky to live up in the Northwest. Deaths with dignity laws have been passed both here in Washington and Oregon, and I hear that they're on the ballot in other states. So I think the movement is very much in a positive direction. And what I want people to feel is that death, like birth, is a key rite of passage, and you don't want to just ignore it or miss it because, as you said, when one sits with a friend who's making the transition, it is a transcendent moment, and we don't want to lose that. We don't want to just be onlookers, you know, outside the door waiting for it to happen.
Yes. Well, what's the most important thing we need to know about how to die consciously?
Well, this is where it gets a little, you know, I have a teacher who says he has a magical box. If this is a concept you don't like, just put it in the box. Don't sweat it. But I think the most important thing about talking about dying is to acknowledge or at least consider the fact that we are more than a physical body, that we also possess an energy body. And an energy body is not a new concept, but it's a new word. When you think about all the pictures of holy people that have halos around them, those were signs of the energy body. And whereas usually it's just the heads of holy people, I've heard of a church, an ancient church in Russia, where everyone depicted has a halo. In other words, it is everybody's, that's part of everybody's physiology, not just holy people. And then, of course, more recently, we talk about the aura. And now, in some traditions, like the one I studied in my shamanic training, we speak of a luminous energy field or a light body, or the Tibetans call it the rainbow body. So I think in order to talk about death in a larger context, we have to admit that there's a part of us that continues on. Now, that may get into some people's religious beliefs, but for the purposes of just having a larger conversation, I think we really have to at least imagine that there is an energy body that is a part of us. And some people believe that this energy body actually survives death, at least initially. So, you know, if I were going on a trip to a foreign country, I would try to learn everything I could before I left. And I think this whole idea of talking more about death is preparing us to visit another country, another dimension. And there are many ways that this can happen. I mentioned the Tibetan Book of the Dead. I've been interested as an amateur in quantum physics because they are redefining what reality is. And reality is much more than a physical body. So I think that's where we have to start our conversation about dying consciously.
Well, I love your concept of traveling to another country. and it's an interesting way to put it, because I think if you are around someone who's dying, you get the sense that they already are traveling in their minds. Yeah, I sense that with my mom. And to bring her back to present, like if somebody new came in the room, you felt like she had to travel a long ways to come back and talk to you. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. We'll come back and talk more with Elsa Bowman on what it means to have a good death.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you?
Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking to Elsa Bowman today on Consciously Dying. But Elsa, can you give the audience your contact information if anybody would like to reach you?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. It's my name, Elsa Bowman, ELSABOWMAN at hotmail.com. And this is a real heart passion for me right now. And so anyone who has questions, I would be delighted to answer. I don't have a website yet, but... you know, I'm making the first steps, and so Elsa Bowman at hotmail.com will reach me just fine.
Okay, great. So we've been talking about some of the things that people can do. And, you know, the goal is to die peacefully and supported by your loved ones. And, of course, sometimes people don't have loved ones around you. They're either all have passed away or you just haven't had a large family and they live in different parts of the country, all that, you know, different things happen. But we can prepare. So... what are the different levels that you suggest people prepare around this topic of dying?
I'd really like to emphasize what you said about not everybody has someone beside them when they die. When I was taking the training, there were a number of oncology nurses who spoke about the fact that many of their patients, and sometimes children, were left alone because their parents could not deal with the sadness. And so they wanted to know how they could be a support to these people. So, you know, your friends and your advocates come in a lot of different forms at the end of life, and thank goodness for nurses like that, but also for friends. People's Memorial and their other websites can talk to you about the physical business of getting ready to die legally, get your business affairs. We already talked about the do not resuscitate, but I think it's really important to find someone who's going to be your advocate, because you won't be able to be your advocate indefinitely. So make sure there's someone there to speak for you. But, you know, there are emotional and spiritual issues to deal with also. And one of the things that we feel strongly about is that don't leave any unfinished business. When you lift off, and we'll talk about how that happens, you don't want to be dragged back here because of forgiveness that you didn't ask for or forgiveness you didn't give. Have you told all the people that you love how much you love them? Do it all. Say it all. Don't leave anything unsaid. And what kind of a memorial service do you want? You know, in that wonderful book, Tuesdays with Maury, he wanted to have his memorial service while he was still alive so he could hear all the great things people would say about him. I mean, that's humorous, but you do want to be intimately involved, and think about writing your own eulogy. It's your chance to say what you tried to accomplish in this life and what sort of a legacy you hope that you've left. These seem like small things, but everybody can do them. I think what I'm urging them to do is just don't wait. Don't put it off, because we never know how long we're going to be here. So really dying consciously is beginning to live consciously in the present. One more thing, Chris, we talked about the spiritual aspect in taking a trip to a foreign country. You know, the impact of near-death experiences has changed the conversation about death in this country. And that is a gift of modern medical ability, because people are now brought back from the brink of death, whereas in the old days, they simply died and they never could leave us a message. But I think the fact that we now can talk about near-death experiences has brought death into the popular psyche in a new way that I think is a great step forward. I did want to talk a little bit, too, about some of the physical things that we do in this class, because we talked about the energy body, but there is also what holds the energy body to the physical body, and those are called chakras. Now, lots of people know about chakras through yoga and other disciplines. But the way we're dealing with them is to keep the chakra clean and clear, because at death, the chakras begin to loosen from the body, and the chakras are what hold the energy body to the physical body. So as they loosen, we do something called the Great Death Spiral, which is to help that process. In a healthy body that isn't at the point of death, the chakras rotate clockwise during the day and bring energy into the body. And then at night, they rotate counterclockwise, expelling the dense or toxic energy. And it's a great system, a great kind of hygiene spiritually for this luminous energy field that I've been talking about. But as we age, the body, the chakras, it began to accumulate more dense energy and more toxins, partly because of the environments we live in these days. And so to be able to clean the chakras, to cleanse them, keeps you in a lighter situation so that at the point of death, the spiritual part of you, the etheric part of you, will leave easily and smoothly. And then the great death spiral goes through and closes those chakras and seals them, essentially anoints them, so that the energy body doesn't try to come back to the physical body because it's no longer a useful vehicle. And, of course, there are many religious traditions that do that already. I mean, extreme unction and the Catholic Church. It's not that this is new information, but it is information that people can do themselves. They don't have to wait for a person who is a priest or a minister to do it for them.
So how do you teach people to do that for themselves?
I'm delivering a workshop tomorrow about the importance of visualization and imagination in our own inner development. I think that I'm a great student of David Spangler. We're lucky that he lives in Issaquah. He's a local teacher and mystic. And he teaches something called incarnational spirituality. And he said too many people feel that their bodies are, that we're kind of in exile and that we wait until we die when we become more spiritual and we'll float above the body. And he says, you know, our problem is not that we're incarnated. It's that we're not incarnated enough, and that we want to see the body as this wonderful vehicle for learning, and that the brain, an expanded consciousness, sit here in the body. And so while we're in the body, we can learn to visualize what the chakras look like. You know, when I went down to my training, here I was. I knew nothing about energy, and I felt like I was back in kindergarten, which I'm told is very good for brain development. But it was hard, and so all these other people, Reiki people and psychics, were seeing energy. I wasn't seeing anything. And my teacher said, if you can't see it, imagine it. And what that does is it sort of took my questions out of that magical box and brought them back to me, so that I began to realize that these things existed. So for an individual who wants to clean their chakras, they can learn to do on a physical level. They can visualize rotating the chakras. They're like great funnels on the different points of your body, and you can find those any place on the Internet. And what you do is you use with your hand, you simply rotate counterclockwise at each chakra, and you'll be amazed. You'll begin to sense as you practice. Sometimes there's dense energy, sometimes it feels slippery, sometimes it feels cold. And when you've done enough of that rotation, counterclockwise, then you do it clockwise and you close it again. I do a kind of energy cleanse every morning in the shower. That's just the way I start my day. But if you don't have time to do that, if you're in public or something, it can be done in visualization. And I have done that meditating, and sometimes I find that cleansing the chakras through visualization is as powerful or more powerful. So we teach people how to do that in the class, and we all teach the great death spiral. And the other thing that, if there's time in the class next February, that I'd like to do is to have the students gather around one person who will be the guinea pig on the massage table, and we begin to lift the etheric body away from the physical body and let the person on the table feel what it's like, that kind of lightness. It's almost like an advanced trip to see what is coming. And people find that very reassuring and quite beautiful. I talk a lot, Chris.
That's what people experience, near-death experiences. They, you know, that that's it's right. a good experience, and they come back more, my sense is they come back feeling more alive and more excited about being here and passionate
and less
about
fearful
that.
Of death. Yep. Yeah, they're no longer fearful of death. And of course, the Institute for Noetic Sciences, IONS, has done some really, well, a lot of people are talking about our expanded capacities. And I think that when you think about how we have become so comfortable talking about the Internet and fields, I mean, we are evolving into people who think much more broadly. And that's why I think we're going to have a very different view of death, simply as a transition to a different level of consciousness. I'm not talking about reincarnation or rebirth or anything. I'm just talking about how we could expand ourselves as we currently are. I think that we have limited what we think of as intelligence. We've gotten it down to such a narrow band, and we need to broaden that. Teilhard de Chardin talks about the noosphere as that consciousness that surrounds the earth, and I think the internet is the beginning of that. I think we're in a period of great new exciting beginnings about who we are and what our purpose is here. Because if you realize that when you die, you're taking a lot of stuff with you, I think people will begin to live differently. If you don't put all of your eggs in a physical body basket with how much money you have and how many, you know, how many houses, if you realize that you're not going to take any of that with you. So think more, prepare about what will go with you. I'm beginning to sound like I'm preaching here.
Well, yeah, it's a journey, and it's part of the journey. And to be aware, you mentioned about writing your own eulogy. Well, even just to think about what you want to happen at your memorial, or what kind of memorial you'd like to have, so others know. I mean, even when my parents passed away, they didn't talk about it, and we had to. I mean, we knew their religion, and we knew basically, you know, the format of what they would want, but they didn't share, like, what's your favorite hymns, what's your favorite passages, what's, you know, we just had to choose things, and that's fine. You know, it was fine, but it might have been nice to have had something that they wanted, and I'm sure it's more our own fears too of talking about it with them, you know, and that's the thing of what you're talking about is broaching those topics with our loved ones, and, you know, learning how to be free to talk about them. Well, thank you, Elsa. It was great to talk with you today. Elsa's email is elsabowman@hotmail.com. I'm Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we will talk with mystic healer Sonia Grace.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Rise and shine, sister of light. Spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and that song, Women of Wisdom, is our theme song from our conference, which you can purchase on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. So I'd like to introduce my next guest is Sonia Grace, and I'm just sort of thrilled of getting these two people together synchronistically, not really knowing the full range of Sonia's topics. She also works with Dying Consciously topic, and over 30 years she has offered healing, counseling, and spiritual processing, and she sees and receives messages from loved ones who have crossed over and offers a venue for healing in this world and the spirit world. Sonia helps clients to identify where the discomfort is in the physical, emotional, energy form, and she provides medical scans and defies time and space with her cellular healing work. She is the author of Angels in the 21st Century, and her latest book, Earthways, Healing Medicine for the Soul, provides a pathway to the four seasons through prayer and ceremony, and is a companion to the film presentation Earthways series. She also is able to work with people at a distance and over the phone, and her ability to read and clear karmic threads to past lives helps clients heal lifetimes of patterns. Her website is SoniaGrace.com, and that is SonjaGrace.com. So welcome, Sonia, to Women of Wisdom.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, and I said Women of Wisdom because you are going to be at Women of Wisdom, but this is Voices of Women. So
yes.
How did you figure out you were gifted and in this field? Is it something that you felt you were born with and lived all your life
yes.
this way? Or?
Yes, I was born with it, in that my earliest memories, you know, 2 years old, 3 years old, I have very distinct memory of seeing the spirit realm and seeing my guide standing in the room. I used to play in a big woods across the street where I grew up, and I used to see all of the Davic realm, the spirits of the trees. I mean, I came home and had just like unbelievable stories to tell my mother. And, you know, my poor mother didn't know what to do with me, so she put me in ballet class. And I proceeded to basically go into a professional career as a ballet dancer. I was with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival for 10 years. And all the while I danced, you know, there was that process of trying to integrate the fact that I could see, smell, hear, and feel the spirit realm 24/7. So dancing just helped me get into my body and ground everything. And while I pursued my career, I studied with three different teachers and had each of these teachers to help me create a foundation, you know, a platform to work from and to sort of understand the gifts that I was born with.
Yeah, that's the key, understanding, because our culture doesn't really leave a place for them. And like your mother didn't know what to do. But, you know, it's interesting that she put you into ballet, because that puts you into a place where, because there is something about needing to ground this in your body, and so many people don't do that.
Right, exactly. And that is one of the biggest tools that I teach now today in the 30 years that I've been working as a healer and a mystic, a visionary. I am super, you know, charged about people being grounded. And I have a signature grounding meditation that I teach. I will be teaching in the workshop that I'm presenting for the Women of Wisdom Conference. It's called The Future You. And this grounding meditation is just so, it's really good because it allows a person to understand where their energy is going. So much of the time, people don't really even get what their energy is doing. They walk down the street and, you know, their second chakra energy is just going out into the world. It's not grounded. And so, you know, they're attracting all kinds of different energies to them that some may not be so pleasant. So we have to learn, I feel, to really ground our energy. And I've worked for a long time in this, you know, sort of energy realm and seeing the spirit realm and being able to talk to people's, you know, loved ones who have crossed over. One of the biggest messages that comes back to me from the other side constantly, no matter, you know, who I'm talking to or, you know, if it's their dad or their grandpa or whoever, it is that it's not about what we've done in our lifetimes. It's not about all of the badges that we've earned. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a this, I'm a that. It's about how much we've loved other people. And the amount of love that we give to our family is the amount of love we should be giving to everyone around the world. So when you think about how much you love your children or your mother or your husband, that's the kind of energy, that's the kind of love that we should be literally projecting, putting out there, loving everyone around the world. And they've all come back and told me in different, you know, sessions with clients that the big review, when you go to the spirit realm, there is a review, but it's not about what you accomplished and the badges you've earned. It's about how much you loved.
And yet, I was thinking when you were talking, there's so much fear around that, to be mm-hmm. expressing that love to everyone you come across, or fear, mm-hmm. well, unfair of being rejected, or it's not being, you know, protecting yourself, because sometimes that love isn't returned.
Right, right, which takes us into, you know, what is unconditional love? How can we love, how can we share, express, you know, be in a state of love, and not have any attachment to whether or not we're going to be accepted or we're going to have the approval of someone else. And sometimes it doesn't require words. Sometimes it's just simply you are sitting in your meditation every day with that intention of loving everyone around the world. Because certainly, you know, there's people in different countries that are warring right now that would not be so accepting of my love. But it doesn't mean I can't sit here in my meditation and love them and get through whatever those barriers are because I'm not in their face. You know, I'm in meditation.
Right, right. And we don't know the effect of that. I got an email from somebody, an experience, or they were in a workshop. I think they were meditating, and there were sirens and an aid car coming, and there was obviously somebody in distress. So, and actually, I guess it was, in the end, they found out that somebody really had died, like had been dead 15 minutes. But they kept chanting and singing, and this person came back to life. And, mm-hmm. you know, so you never know the effect of what you're doing. Instead of going to fear, like, oh, my God, something happened to somebody. What's happening over there? They stayed in the present moment with what they were doing, which was chanting and sending love and being in that love space. And it had an impact. I mean, some people may not believe this, but they really believe that that had an impact on this person.
Well, when I that's a beautiful story, and it goes hand in hand with a lot of the work that I do, and that I do long distance healing. I rarely see people in person. All of my work is over the phone. So I have clients in New Zealand and Slovenia and England and, you know, all over the world. And they experience the healing work that I do as in depth and profound as a person who would be standing in front of me, because I have that ability to sort of defy time and space and just be there. And I was working on this one gal just a couple of days ago, her and her sister and her daughter, and basically I wasn't even doing healing work. I just cleared all of their energy fields. I also clear entities and, you know, things in the energy field that shouldn't be there. And she texted me a couple days afterwards and said everybody's symptoms had completely cleared up. You know, other people have me work on their pets, so I work on people as much as I work on animals. And I've got a gal in Tennessee who has a troop of monkeys that I work on. And it's really amazing the stuff that happens with these monkeys, because not only are they really sensitive, but they don't have what humans have, which is the ego and all the layers of the personality and all that stuff that we have to work through with the energy in order to get at the physical symptom. So she experiences, you know, with this, one of the monkeys had a total eye that was clouded over, and I went in and cleared all this stuff out of the eye, and she was just gasping while it was happening because she said his eye was clearing up as I was doing this. And this is the point I want to make, is it's so important that people understand when they have healing work done, or they go to an acupuncturist, or they go to their chiropractor, or they go to someone who is in this industry, that it has to be the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies that are all being worked on. That we can address something on the physical realm, but if we're not processing what emotions are lodged in that area of your body that's holding it up, that's causing this pain or this, you know, disease, then perhaps the healing process could take longer or may not be as effective.
Yeah, it's all related. I think, you know, we're so, in the Western world, just so focused on, you know, physical healing that the cause is, you know, from the physical, and you got to cure that, or yeah. and not really understanding where the core issues and everything that's involved. It's very complex, as you state, and it means a lot of personal work that your doctor's not going to do for you. Well, this is Chris Danis on Voices of Women, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Sonia Grace on being healers in this world.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazing that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking to Sonia Grace today. Sonia, can you give people your contact information and how they can purchase your books or have a reading with you?
Sure. My website is Sonia, S-O-N-J-A, Grace, G-R-A-C-E.com. And you can always call my office, 503-746-6525. And I'm on Facebook, Sonia Grace, or my fan page, Mystic Healer, Sonia Grace. And I'd love to hear from everyone out there.
And you have a free guide. They can sign up for your a weekly Words of Wisdom.
I do. It's a free Guidoscope. It comes out every Sunday, and it's words of wisdom and insight from my guides that I work with. And they can sign up for this on my website, again, soniagrace.com. And it's just a really nice kind of weekly something to look at and something to consider and, you know, work with throughout the week. So it's free, and all you do is go to my website and you can sign up.
Great. So we've been talking a lot about, we were talking about our energy bodies, you know, just, you know, being... We've got a lot of bodies, you know, there's emotional and physical and mental and spiritual bodies, and we're really talking about energy. And I know that's the topic you want to talk about is our how our energy interacts with the Earth's energy. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, that's a huge, huge topic, and I'll try to condense as much as I can. We are nothing but energy. I mean, everything that we are made up of, our field around us, our energy body, our soul being that of being energy, our natural state of being is in energy, spirit form. That's our natural form. Being human in physical form is not our natural state of being. So when we get more attuned, meaning we kind of redial in that inner compass, which is what I've been working on with people this whole past year in my workshop called Healing and Transformation. It's reconnecting to that inner compass and being able to really feel our feelings and identify what our feelings are, because many people come from, you know, various levels of dysfunction in their families where the compass got broken and, you know, and they've kind of lost connection to what they're feeling. And as a galaxy, as a universe, we're changing, but as a galaxy, we're getting a whole new grid system, and we're coming out of the fourth dimension and moving into the fifth dimension. As we do this, lots of people have lost that connection to the earth, just being on the earth, walking on the ground, connecting with the earth, sitting down, laying on the ground, you know, letting your energy intermingle with the earth's energy. We have all these layers between us now that, you know, the sidewalk, the roadways, everything that's not allowing us to really be in that kind of contact that we were centuries ago, where we literally lived on the land, with the land, all the time. And that connection is so important to humans, to our survival, to everything about our energy systems, because the earth gives us energy as much as we are releasing energy into her. So as we transform, as we move into this fifth dimension, a lot of people are feeling symptoms. I mean, they're having headaches and they're dizzy. They've got all kinds of spinal pain and symptoms that are absolutely about this transition we're going through. We've got the sun, you know, booshing off big solar flares and, you know, corneal mass ejections, and, you know, our whole galaxy is going through this giant transformation. And humans are feeling it. Whether they're in touch with their feelings or not, they're feeling it. And we will transform into the fifth dimension. That's why this next year and my workshop for the Women of Wisdom Conference is called The Future You, because it's about connecting with who you are in the future and bringing that wisdom to the present moment. So this whole transformational process is really big. It's really important. And the end of the Mayan calendar is the end of the fourth world. It's the beginning of the fifth world. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of one dimension into the next.
So we're not headed towards an apocalypse. We're headed to something new, and we could be excited about that.
Yes, we should be very excited about it.
Yeah, it's just, I know it's a very tense time, and we're seeing, it just feels like chaos around us, and the more we can hold steady for ourselves, the more we can hold, you know, for the earth too, and other people who are going through a lot from, what I've been seeing.
Exactly, and that takes me to the pinnacle point, which is peace. You know, so many people walk around saying, oh, I want peace on earth, I want peace for all humankind, I want peace for this, you know, and what I'm seeing with people that I work with and people who are out there in the world is that most people don't understand what peace is. Peace is a place that we get to from going inside, from being internal within our own meditation. And it is truly a place where we sit in the center and we observe the duality. We're no longer engaging in what is good and what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. We aren't sending our energy into those different sides of the duality. We're simply sitting in our place of peace. It's an internal place. And when we all can arrive at that, we will then manifest peace on earth. But, you know, there's too many people right now that are still way outside of themselves, unable to even go within to feel what they're feeling. That's why I'm, you know, of course, encouraging everyone to get into meditation, you know, to come to the Women of Wisdom Conference, to take my workshop, you know, all of it. It's all pieces and parts of the puzzle that will help people get back into feeling their feelings and being able to get to that place of peace.
Yeah, so we can all contribute to that. You know, we think that, well, there's these countries at war, and we're at war in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever, and that's where the war is. And then, you know, how can we stop these wars, which is totally outside of ourselves? And so what you're talking about is that the inner war inside ourselves, the inner, you know, finding the inner peace. And the more people that do that, the more we will see it manifested out in the world outside of ourselves.
Yes, the more it will manifest outside. But peace is not something that's you can buy on the shelf of Target. It's just not outside of ourselves. It is a state of being within us. And it is the state of being that helps us manage and better manage the human experience and being in the duality. Because the duality will exist. It does exist everywhere in the universe. There's no getting around the duality, and there's certainly no getting rid of the duality. There is simply maintaining a state of peace so that you can better manage the duality.
Yeah, so true. Well, thank you so much, Sonia, for being on my show today.
Thank you for having me. It was great, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting you in February. So everyone, check out Sonia Grace's books on our website, soniagrace.com. So we've heard from two wise women today, and I want to leave you with this thought. Many of us are dealing with loved ones in transition. So how can you contribute to their dying at peace? And how can we contribute to peace on earth? Well, we heard it today by going within and finding that peace within ourselves. Well, this is Chris Danis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization. I'm also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's got lots of stories and art and poetry who've been part of Women of Wisdom over the past 20 years. You can purchase it at www.womenofwisdom.org, as when you buy it there, it benefits the organization. Sign up for our monthly newsletter at also on our website, womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events we're having. We're having our monthly fall festival dinner this Tuesday night. So look at our website for that. And we still have room for healers and readers in our temple. The deadline is November 21st, and you can find applications and information on the website. Again, that's www.womenofwisdom.org. So also check out my website, chrysalisleadership.com, and that's K-R-Y-S-A-L-I-S leadership.com. And you can contact me at chris@chrysalisleadership.com. And my name is spelled with a K. Well, next week, I'll be interviewing two more women leaders who are part of the Women of Wisdom Conference. So this is Chris Danis, and thank you for joining me this hour, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Danis.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world.
Transformation Talk Radio.